I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, wrapping up in the news here on August 5th, 2025, your noted newsman alive and kicking.
Okay. Not dead yet.
Okay.
No Dennis Miller. Okay, babe.
Okay.
I miss Dennis Miller.
Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver's scenes from the movie Marriage Story.
I don't know that movie.
You know that movie?
I saw that movie.
You did?
Yeah.
I love Adam Driver, though. I'm pro Driver.
He's phenomenal.
Is he better than Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Yeah, in my humble opinion.
I think Scarlett's good, and I think he's great.
Doesn't Scarlett Johansson sing? Like, doesn't she put out albums and stuff? Like, she's actually pretty good.
No idea.
I couldn't tell you on that. Don't know. Best Scarlett Johansson movie, though, is Jojo Rabbit. Check it out.
Yeah, that is a good one.
You want a good movie that maybe you haven't seen before? Phenomenal.
Apparently, their scenes from Marriage Story are reportedly being repurposed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in their quest to save cattle from wolves.
Oh.
I love cows.
According to a new report from the Wall Street Journal, the scene being used is the most dramatic moment of the 2019 film. Riding to the rescue are drone cowhands whose quadcopters have thermal cameras that can reveal any wolf lurking in the darkness and bathe it in a spotlight. A loudspeaker broadcasts alarming sounds like fireworks, gunshots, and people arguing. One recording is of the fight between Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver in the movie Marriage Story.
Okay. I was like, in what way is a marriage story? Like, I thought they were arguing, like, over cows or something. But no, so no, they're just it's a really heated argument.
There was a scene from that movie that became a meme at the time. It's like Adam Driver, like, slamming his hand against the wall and yelling. And
oh,
it was
is that
like,
okay, yeah. I know that meme.
So that meme went viral, and a lot of people didn't even know the context of it. So I think this campaign tried to capture that to help move it forward.
Yeah,
so,
like, I see that. I've seen that meme a million times. Yeah. I have no idea that's where this is from.
Yep.
So if you didn't catch that, what they're doing is they're deploying drones, and when the drones spot a wolf that is stalking a cow, they start playing that scene, and then gunshots and
that's kind of fun.
Basically scares the wolves.
That's a nice way to shoo away the wolves. I'd like.
It's not unlike my raccoon story.
Yeah, well, you
do you remember that
you turned on our show, right?
Well,
or the fan.
The story goes that I had raccoon. We bought our house. This house we currently live in has been remodeled, but when we first bought it, it was an absolute dump.
Yeah,
and we didn't know the half of it. But you know,
yeah. Hey man,
it's like $115,000.
Hey, you got to buy. Someone right now is like, you old fart.
And we're all fired up, and we're
How could I buy my house?
We're sitting in the living room, sitting on the couch, like, look at this great house. Meanwhile,
raccoons have nested in your attic.
We hear this scratching on a wall, behind a wall. And we're like, whoa, that seems like
that's not good. Yeah, you don't want to hear anything in your
30-foot python. What is that? that's really loud. She's like, oh, it's probably just a mouse or a rat. I'm like, no, that's loud as hell. Well, it turns out it was one of those houses that was like, the owner did everything,
yeah,
and he did it terribly.
Which are most
just old, because he was cheap.
That's most old homes.
Yeah, his name was Ed.
Yeah.
And Ed had built an A-frame on the front, and he did not, on the soffits, he did not, he basically left them a runway to run all the way down the length of the house and set up shop in the A-frame. It was not closed off in the end.
You basically put a big neon sign that said, raccoons welcome.
Great raccoon nest here.
Yeah.
Well, they found it.
Well, raccoons are the best. Which, by the way, I don't like that your nuisance is my dream. I want raccoons living in my A-frame. Let's go.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the ceiling in the A-frame was really flimsy. Like, I could have easily just it looked like they're water damage or something. I could have just broken it with, like, a broomstick, and all the raccoons would have just fallen right into your lap.
Would have been amazing.
I didn't do that.
No.
What I did was, my neighbor Joe, who's still over there, by the way, and Joe will shoot you. Be careful.
He's an old Marine, right?
I don't know if he's a Marine, but he's he's not to be messed with.
Joe's an Oregonian.
Yeah.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Joe's one of these Ed guys where it's like everything he does, you know, he doesn't have a lot of money. He's like,
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, home remedy.
Yeah.
He's like, here's what you do. Put a transistor radio up there. They don't like the talking. They'll leave.
Makes sense.
I'm like, Joe, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I look at it online. I'm like, that's... sounds right.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Sure.
Because the constant talking.
Yeah, they think that, you know, they're obviously trying to avoid
scares
people.
Them away. So I put a radio up there one night because there's a little crack in Ed's brilliant craftsmanship.
Yeah.
There is a crack, rather large one, in between the roof line and the A-frame. And so I just put a radio up there and I turned on Lars Larson's show. I turned on the news, the news channel, whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
This was many moons ago.
KXL or something.
2004, maybe. Yeah, I was like, KXL. And I get home that night, and those damn raccoons are up there partying.
Turns out they love it.
They love Lars.
They love Lars. Big fans.
So after a couple of days, I switched the channel. I did. I went up there. I don't know why. I was just up there. I was like, God dang it.
I love that you thought,
I'm going to put on my show.
See what happens.
And I am not kidding that I pulled into the driveway that night, and that mama raccoon was on the top of that house looking at me like, dude, your show sucks. And I'm out of here. And so are my babies.
The raccoon. This show is not raccoon approved. And maybe this
they
is why
hated
all
the sports
those
talk.
Years,
yeah.
I haven't been able to. I've been trying for a decade to have a raccoon.
The raccoons
best friend.
Don't like our show.
They don't like it. There's something about us.
You need Lars.
Something off putting. I think Lars lives in Vancouver. If I can invite Lars over. Or what if I just turned on Lars Larson's show in my backyard? Would that bring raccoons?
It might.
Get them down from the
what
tree?
What if it's the same raccoon? And all the babies are all grown up, and they're like, oh, my God.
Hey, Lars, I see him in the trees all the time, and I can't.
I heard this guy back in 2004. Haven't heard him since.
I can't get
here
him.
He is.
I can't get him to come down and hang out with me. They just sit there in the trees and look at me.
So that's how Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver are saving us from moles.
Sometimes I feel bad because, like, I know that if you're a rancher, you know. You can't have your cows killed. But
the wolves are just being wolves.
Yeah, like, I feel bad when a wolf just does a wolf thing, and then we like, oh, let's go out and blow. At least this one just chases them off, but that wolf has to eat, and it's just doing wolf things. It has a right to live. But meanwhile, like, we just go out there, and, like, a cougar will attack a dog, and then we're like, well, sorry, you got to die, and then we tree the damn thing, and we blow it away, and it's just, you know, just out doing its
thing. Yeah, I am team wolf.
Yeah.
And I did not say teen wolf. I am team wolf.
Yeah, it kind of breaks my heart.
But yes, if I were a rancher, I would probably feel differently. And that is in the news for Og 5 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, let's talk true freshmen on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.